Welcome to The Milking Parlor, a podcast for dairy industry professionals.
Regulation and legislation, and what they might mean for dairy producers as we approach the election. I'm John Davis reporting. During the recent World Dairy Expo, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talked about a variety of issues, including whether the Food and Drug Administration would grant waivers for corn affected by aflatoxin because of the drought for use as dairy feed.
You know, I haven't checked this for a while, but the last time I checked it, it wasn't quite as significant as a lot of people thought it was going to be. I'll have to check back on that, but that's why I haven't checked it, because people indicated it was probably not as bad as people thought. Obviously, that's a concern. If you got a quality issue, that's a concern. But I'm not hearing that. What I am hearing is that yields in many parts of the country are a little bit better than people expected. I'm hearing surprise from some producers that they're getting yields that are higher. And I'm not, it's by no means does that get us out of the woods, but it does indicate the importance of science and the importance of good technique, and our producers certainly have that.
But the conversation quickly turned to the issue of the Farm Bill, more specifically, the expiration of the old one without a new one being passed, and the subsequent loss of the Milk Income Loss Contract, or MILC program, reverting back to the original 1949 policy.
I hope that doesn't happen. Obviously, there are some people that would think that'd be great, but the vast majority of folks would not, and I think it would cause a rippling effect that would be damaging to agriculture generally. I think we need to get this Farm Bill done. We should have gotten it done before September 30th. We need to get it done before December 30th.
And Vilsack laid the blame directly at the feet of House leadership.
Well, I think the Senate's done its work. I think there was bipartisan support. I think Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts, Chairwoman Stabenow, and the ranking member worked very, very well together. And I think they've basically did a terrific job of getting a bill through the process and with a strong bipartisan vote. So I wouldn't imagine on that particular issue that you would see significant differences. I think the problem is getting the House to do its work, and the fear that I have is that we don't get it done. A new Congress comes in, and you have to basically start from scratch. That's really the question. If you have a new Congress, regardless of who's in charge, what happens? And you've got a lower baseline, you got less resource to play with, you got deeper cuts that are likely, and rural America will have its share unfairly and disproportionately put the burden on rural America, and I just don't think that's fair.
One reporter pointed out that prices could actually go to $40 to $50 a hundredweight. Pretty good in the short term. But Vilsack says that could actually hurt dairy producers down the road.
But in the long term, basically what would happen is that I fear that processors that would be reliant on milk would then begin to look at reformulating their product to move away from milk. That might impact long-term the market. I think it would have obviously a significant impact on consumers. And as consumers go into a grocery store and they see milk prices jumping significantly, will they buy less? Will they buy differently? And will those losing that market share, will it be temporary or permanent? I think that's the risk here.
And the secretary pointed out that all this uncertainty won't help stem the tide of shrinking numbers of dairy farmers.
You know, it isn't really about surrendering here. We shouldn't surrender. We should affirmatively make a statement about the importance of rural America and the dairy industry by passing a farm bill that tries to address the issues that dairy has been grappling with, not just this year, but for many years. When you lose 50% of your producers in nearly a decade, you ought to wake up and understand there's something wrong with the system. And to the credit of the Senate House Ag Committee, they're trying to fix it. And I think that's what we have to have. We don't want to have a surrender back to a policy. We want an affirmative action by our Congress. That's why we elect these people. We elect them to do something in the face of a problem, not just to simply kick the can down the road.
As far as his own future, Vilsack danced a bit around the question of whether, if President Obama is reelected, if he would stay on as Ag Chief. He says it's complicated. I'm John Davis reporting.
Thanks for joining us today in the Milking Parlor, a Zimcom podcast.